Shravana Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Individuals process the world through different dominant sensory channels: auditory, language, sound, tone; visual, symbols, images, spatial detail; or kinesthetic, emotion, bodily memory, felt experience. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotional awareness, intuition, memory, and symbolized by the ear, naturally leans strongly toward an auditory cognitive pattern. These natives are highly sensitive to tone, language, unspoken meaning, and the subtle layers of what is heard. They absorb and remember through listening, whether through sound, storytelling, inner dialogue, or even silence. However, because of the moon's influence, Shravana also carries a kinesthetic undercurrent, processing through emotional resonance and instinctive memory. While not inherently visual, they can develop strong symbolic or spiritual imagery when auditory and emotional cues align. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses further define how this processing style shows up. If the moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the style is primarily kinesthetic emotional with subtle auditory layering. These individuals process through deep emotional attunement, often registering the emotional tone behind words rather than their surface meaning. In Shravana, moon grants psychic listening. They hear with their heart, absorbing meaning in emotionally charged layers. If moon is in the 10th, their emotional awareness becomes public. They are viewed as intuitive leaders who often say little but understand much. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the auditory channel becomes sharply defined. These individuals are verbal thinkers who process through language, tone, and dialogue. In Shravana, Mercury enhances storytelling, teaching, or writing gifts. They think in sentences, analogies, or lyrical structure. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often take on roles where voice, speech, or counsel carries authority. They are heard not just for what they say, but how they say it. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, the processing becomes visual symbolic, especially in spiritual, aesthetic, or philosophical contexts. These natives may not be visual by default, but they develop powerful internal imagery through ritual, story, or belief. In Shravana, Venus adds beauty and myth to the inner world. Jupiter adds moral and spiritual layers. If either planet is in the 10th, these individuals may guide others through visionary language or culturally resonant symbolism, translating complex ideas into relatable visuals or stories. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the processing may be kinesthetic through tension and response. These individuals absorb meaning through instinct, movement, or reaction. They remember what their body felt more than what was said. In Shravana, Mars adds a physical edge. They may listen actively, but act based on felt cues. If Mars is in the 10th, they become doers with instinctive perception, speaking less, sensing more, acting decisively. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the style becomes internally auditory and restrained. These individuals are often quiet processors who replay conversations mentally, value silence, and prefer deeply meaningful words over many. In Shravana, Saturn gives a reverent quality to listening. They absorb, reflect, and speak only when necessary. If Saturn is in the 10th, they may lead with quiet authority, offering wisdom shaped by what they've heard, not just what they've lived. Shravana's cognitive brilliance lies in its ability to listen through layers, to hear not just words, but intentions, emotions, and energies. These natives are natural absorbers of wisdom, making meaning from tone, rhythm, and story. Their growth lies in learning to trust what they hear internally just as much as what's spoken aloud. When aligned, Shravana becomes the sacred listener, processing the world through the ear of the soul and translating it into clarity, compassion, and deeply resonant truth. Shravana Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are motivated towards something, truth, growth, mastery, or meaningful connection. Others are driven away from, seeking to avoid discomfort, failure, rejection, or emotional instability. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotion, memory, perception, and symbolized by the ear, listening, learning, receiving, tends to blend both, but subtly leans toward and away from motivation in its early expression. These natives are highly perceptive and emotionally sensitive, which can make them cautious, listening before speaking, watching before moving, and often acting to avoid emotional disruption or misalignment. However, as they mature and begin to trust their inner voice and wisdom, Shravana shifts into a towards orientation, seeking truth, knowledge, or spiritual refinement through dedicated listening, learning, and purposeful service. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses reveal which direction is dominant and how it evolves over time. If the moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the motivation is primarily away from, especially in the emotional realm. These individuals seek emotional safety and may avoid confrontation or emotional risk until they feel secure. In Shravana, moon adds emotional depth. They often act to prevent emotional instability rather than to pursue bold transformation. If the moon is in the 10th, this protective instinct becomes visible in their public life. They may appear calm and composed, while quietly working to avoid chaos or vulnerability. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation leans towards, particularly through intellectual mastery, communication, or problem solving. These individuals seek understanding and are drawn toward clarity, logic, and expression. In Shravana, Mercury sharpens discernment. They move forward when they can articulate a path or message clearly. If Mercury is in the 10th, they rise through mental excellence, pursuing truth with clarity and crafting careers based on communication, teaching, or counseling. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the motivation becomes more distinctly towards, focused on action, correction, and achieving goals. These individuals are driven to improve, fix, and serve, especially in roles where their courage or strategy can be applied. In Shravana, Mars channels fire into disciplined listening. They act swiftly when inner truth or duty calls. If Mars is in the 10th, they may become assertive professionals, publicly known for productive, focused movement toward meaningful goals. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the motivation begins as away from, particularly in response to fear, duty, or avoidance of failure. These individuals are slow to act, but deeply committed once they choose a path. In Shravana, Saturn adds caution and endurance. They are motivated to avoid disorder, but often transform this into a path of mastery and service. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as consistent, principled workers, moving toward legacy by patiently navigating what they once feared. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, motivation becomes more towards, guided by the pursuit of wisdom, truth, and expansion. These individuals are drawn to moral growth, mentorship, and teaching. In Shravana, Jupiter brings ethical purpose. They act from a deep desire to understand and share meaning. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as wise professionals, motivated to guide others with clarity and conviction. Shravana's motivation is shaped by its sensitivity to sound, energy, and emotion. In early stages, this can make them avoidant, quietly stepping back from overwhelm or misalignment. But when they connect to purpose, they move forward with steadiness, wisdom, and grace. Their growth lies in learning that protection and pursuit can coexist, that they can honor what they're moving away from while still listening for the higher truth that calls them forward. When balanced, Shravana becomes the wise pathfinder, motivated not by fear or applause, but by the soul's quiet need to hear and respond to what's real. Shravana Nakshatra. Attention direction, self or others. Some individuals naturally focus on the self, tracking their inner world, emotional responses, and personal growth. Others are more attuned to others, sensitive to social dynamics, feedback, and the needs or emotions of those around them. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotion, receptivity, reflection, and symbolized by the ear, listening, learning, and attunement, leans clearly toward an others-focused attention style. These natives are instinctive listeners, tuned into tone, intention, and unspoken emotion. They observe before acting, often giving deep attention to what's being said or unsaid. Their emotional intelligence and social perception are strong, though at times they may absorb too much, losing clarity around their own needs. Over time, especially with maturity and self-trust, Shravana can learn to balance this by redirecting attention inward, listening to the self with the same care they give to others. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence this balance. If the moon is in the first or fourth house, attention becomes more self-focused, but in an emotional and protective way. These individuals are very aware of their inner tides and reactions, often retreating to process before engaging. In Shravana, this moon gives them depth and emotional self-monitoring. They listen within, though they may still care deeply about others' perceptions. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally aware leaders who balance personal values with public responsibility. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention toggles between self and others, but with a strong intellectual or communicative orientation. These individuals are observant and responsive to the thoughts and words of others, but also aware of how they present themselves. In Shravana, Mercury sharpens social listening. They pick up on nuance and reflect it with clarity. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are often in teaching, counseling, or speaking roles, communicating what others need to hear with insight and precision. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, attention may shift inward towards self-guidance through values or spiritual insight. These natives may still listen attentively to others, but are ultimately motivated by inner alignment or ethical clarity. In Shravana, Venus adds harmony and diplomacy, while Jupiter brings moral vision. They may guide others, but only from a place of personal resonance. If either is in the 10th, their public presence is calm, grounded, and principled. People trust their balance of empathy and inner strength. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention is often others-focused, but through duty and structure. These individuals track the expectations and needs of others in practical ways, serving, managing, and quietly upholding order. In Shravana, Saturn adds mature listening. They take responsibility for maintaining peace or resolving complexity without being emotionally reactive. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as composed, respected leaders, often placing others first, but slowly learning to protect their own emotional bandwidth. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, attention tends to be more self-focused, especially when boundaries are challenged. These individuals listen and observe, but their reactions are filtered through personal will and protection. In Shravana, Mars brings quiet defense. They are alert, but not always visibly engaged until necessary. If Mars is in the 10th, they are known as strategic and capable, attentive to others, but never sacrificing their sense of direction. Shravana's gift is in its listening attention, its ability to absorb, reflect, and hold space for others. But this gift must be balanced with inner listening, or it becomes a burden. Their growth lies in learning that what they hear from others must be weighed against their own truth. When balanced, Shravana becomes the wise mirror, one who sees and hears others with grace, while remaining anchored in the stillness of their own inner knowing. Shravana Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals understand the world through big chunks, seeing overarching themes, moral structures, and life patterns. Others prefer little chunks, focusing on details, steps, and sequence to feel secure in their understanding. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotional memory, absorption, reflection, and symbolized by the ear, listening, learning, comprehension, tends to favor a little chunk processing style. These natives absorb knowledge through repetition, storytelling, tone, and detail. They prefer to gather information gradually, listening first, reflecting later, and slowly assembling a bigger picture through layered understanding. However, as they mature, Shravana can integrate big chunk thinking, especially when applying moral, spiritual, or cultural wisdom to their insights. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses influence whether their style remains grounded in detail or expands into greater thematic synthesis. If the moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the style is kinesthetic and detail sensitive, processing through felt impressions, emotional recall, and subtle cues. These individuals learn best in emotionally secure environments where knowledge unfolds gradually. In Shravana, the moon adds depth to memory. They retain through rhythm and emotional tone. If moon is in the 10th, they're seen as emotionally intelligent professionals, people who may not speak loudly, but remember everything that matters. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the learning style is highly little chunk oriented, especially through language, observation, and mental repetition. These natives break down big ideas into digestible, precise parts. In Shravana, Mercury gives them clarity. They may excel in writing, editing, counseling, or teaching. If Mercury is in the 10th, they rise through intellectual discipline, recognized for their careful thought and articulate communication. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the perspective expands toward big chunk processing, spiritual synthesis, moral insight, and the ability to connect ideas across time or cultures. In Shravana, Jupiter adds philosophical depth. They learn from sacred texts, elders, and archetypal wisdom. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they're seen as mentors or wise advisors, able to translate small truths into universal teachings. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the style becomes action-focused and specific. These individuals understand through doing, breaking challenges into tactical steps and solving problems with precision. In Shravana, Mars sharpens the ability to cut through noise. They learn quickly when under pressure. If Mars is in the 10th, they're seen as capable leaders, clear, direct, and methodical. If Venus or Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the learning process leans towards structured little chunks, especially when values or responsibilities are involved. These individuals appreciate order and may absorb best when routines or systems are in place. In Shravana, Saturn adds long-term memory. They may take time to learn, but they rarely forget. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are trusted for their thoroughness and consistency, quietly mastering complexity over time. Shravana's learning process is like building meaning bead by bead on a sacred thread, meticulous, reflective, and emotionally intelligent. These natives understand best when given space to absorb the nuance, rhythm, and emotional weight of an experience. Their growth lies in trusting that small pieces eventually reveal big truths, and that the act of listening deeply is itself a path to wisdom. When integrated, Shravana becomes the thoughtful weaver of insight, honoring the details, and then stringing them into timeless patterns of understanding.